You're listening to the Inside Syracuse Basketball Podcast, presented by Krause Health, the exclusive healthcare partner of Syracuse Athletics.
Well, welcome back to a special edition of the Inside Syracuse Basketball Podcast. We've got a guest that'll be familiar to a lot of Syracuse fans out there. The uniform might look a little different on Saturday, but the faces will be familiar. Former Syracuse player Joe Girard joins us now with the Clemson Tigers. Joe, how
yes,
are
sir. You? We're doing great. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back here.
Yeah, it's good to see and talk to you again. You know, with the game coming up on Saturday, I was wondering, have you given any thought to what the day's going to be like for you?
Hey, be completely honest, I really haven't. And, you know, people might just say I'm just saying that. I really honestly haven't. I still talk to G-Manx, still talk to Pete, you know, Beery, some of the guys even on the team here and there. But it hasn't really hit me that even, like, I'm going back to play against them. And, you know, I'm just in the midst of my season, they're in the midst of their season. And, you know, as somebody who's, like, you know, living in it, you kind of don't really think too far ahead. You always kind of just take one game at a time. So you don't really think too much about it. But now that it's here, you know, I'm just kind of focused on the game plan, focused on the scout whenever we get it. And other than that, I haven't really thought too much of it. It'll be great to see everybody. I think that'll be the most exciting thing for me is just seeing all the people that, you know, were there with me for 4 years and fans included. But other than that, once the ball goes up, it's a new game.
I'm sure, though, it's a date that your parents have had circled on their calendars for a long time, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's easy for them to travel, just like it was the last 4 years. It'll be an easy travel game for them. And actually, like I said before, the season started, like the only thing that'll be weird for me is seeing them in the other side. I think that'll be the weirdest thing for me, seeing where my parents are sitting, you know, after seeing them in the dome for 4 years where they sat in the same seat. But now having to sit in the visitor section will be a little different, a little weird. So that'll be the weirdest thing. But you know, everybody's excited. Good to see a lot of family there, a lot of friends, and even people that, you know, I met in the community of Syracuse who have texted me saying they're going to the game. It'll be great to see them.
Will the town of Glens Falls be deserted on Saturday? Is everyone coming to the game? I mean, do you have a lot of family and friends from Glens Falls coming?
I do. I mean, I got a lot of my cousins coming, a lot of, you know, friends who are going to be there supporting. I know Glens Falls, actually, the high school team's doing a really good job right now, having a great season. And they're undefeated, so I'm not really sure what their schedule is, but I'm sure a lot of people will be there no matter what. And I've talked to, like I said, a lot of cousins and friends who I already know are going.
Do you know where the visitors' locker room is at the Carrier Dome? Oh, I said Carrier Dome. It's the JMA Wireless Dome. Do you know where the visitors' locker room is?
Actually, I do. I'm actually 2-0 in there. I both my football state championships, we were in the visitors' locker room. So I'm actually pretty familiar with it and have some hardware hanging up in there.
Oh, okay. So 2-0.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hope to make it three.
What do you think? What kind of reaction do you think the crowd is going to give you on Saturday when you're introduced?
I'm really not sure, honestly. I'm sure it'll be a mix of both. Just seeing, you know, as a stone away opponent, you know, when the game goes on. But you know, I mean, I had a great 4 years there. Whether, you know, some people appreciate it or not, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I know my teammates and my coaches were always there for me and, you know, had a great time. And I think a lot of times, sometimes the what I like to call Twitter coaches was a little blown out of proportion just because, you know, that's the way social media works nowadays. And you still see it even today with me not being there. So I'm looking forward to getting back there, seeing a lot of people who, you know, really supported me for 4 years and were with me for 4 years and had a great 4 years with me. So I'm not too worried about that. And I know it'll be a great time.
So when you came to Syracuse, you were this big time recruit who had broken all the New York State scoring records. And some people said, oh, is he the next Jerry McNamara? And that's a lot to put on anybody, right? At Clemson, you go there, it's a different set of circumstances, and I'm assuming a different set of expectations. So what's that been like for you?
Yeah, it's totally different. I think, you know, in a sense, you can kind of compare, like, Clemson football to Syracuse basketball in the way that, you know, the attention is brought to the school. You know, Syracuse basketball obviously is what, I mean, Coach Boeheim made that place and, you know, made it known for, kind of like the way Clemson football has been here for a little while. But What people really don't understand is Coach Parnell's, I think, what, second or third longest tenured coach in the ACC. And he's been here at Clemson for 14 years and won a lot of games. So although it wasn't, I wasn't going to what I'll call a basketball school, I was still going to a school that had a lot of respect for their basketball program and, had some great players come through here and obviously had a great season last year where it didn't end, unfortunately, the way they wanted to. But I knew I was going to a program where a lot of people are behind it, a lot of people are supporting it. And I saw that even in my first day here. I think people just love Clemson sports. The first day I got here, way back in June, was when the baseball team was hosting the College World Series within their region, and you couldn't even step foot inside the baseball stadium without seeing purple and orange everywhere. So that was exciting for me, and I've seen it, throughout all of our basketball games too now. So it's a different atmosphere, but at the same time, people here love their Clemson sports and love their Clemson basketball.
What's it been like for you being the new guy, but also kind of being an old guy?
Yeah, it's a
You know, you
different
got to
it's
find
definitely an
your, you
interesting.
know, you got to fit in, right? What's it been like?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. It's funny you say that. Like I came here to kind of be a leader, help the guys out. Obviously I last year at Syracuse, me and Jesse were kind of like the only guys who've been there for 4 years, and we had a group of six freshmen and a bunch of new guys. So we were really the leaders, and I came here trying to be a leader and at the same time trying to fit in. And actually sometimes the coaches would pull me aside, just telling me to, I guess, be a little bit more vocal because, I didn't want to step on anybody's feet. I am the new guy. I want to fit in with everybody. I want everybody to like me. And, I want to do what everybody else is doing as well. But at the same time, push comes to shove. There's somebody that's got to step up. And, I've tried doing that, here and there, but it's gotten a lot better lately. And, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable with it. But at the same time, you still, like you said, you want to, when you first get here, fit in and not be the guy that's coming in trying to overtake anyone.
You mentioned last year at Syracuse, you and Jesse were the, you know, two main seniors on the team. Do you, Jesse also transferred? He's at West Virginia. You keep in touch with him?
Oh yeah, just we were just talking the other day. He had his 1,000th point. I think he scored a game or two ago. So just reached out, congratulated him. I know he was out for a while with his wrist and everything too. So, but yeah. Keep in contact with Jess. Yeah, I'll be boys with Jesse for life. And I'm glad he's doing well and he's happy over there. And we had a great 4 years together, that's for sure.
I want to take you back to last year at the end of the season. You and I have talked about this many times, but I can't tell you how many times I still get asked by fans or told by fans that you were run off, that you were asked to leave. You want to put that to rest again for the fifth time?
I sure do. Yeah, I'll do it till I'm blue in the face. I played for Coach Boeheim, and Coach Bam's the one who recruited me, and GMAC's the one who recruited me, and I got the utmost respect for Coach Red. But when you go from playing to a Hall of Famer, and the guy recruited you, and he just abruptly retires, and God's blessed you with another year of eligibility, it just kind of makes sense to see all your options, and that's what I wanted to do, and like I said, I loved my teammates. There'd be no sense for me, for any of them to want to run me off or any of the coaches because, they were with me for 4 years as well. So I had a great 4 years there. I loved everybody. Everybody loved me, that was in the program. And, we had great relationships, great connections. But I just wanted to see what another world was like. I had been in New York for 22 years of my life, grew up in New York. And, there's other avenues. And if you want to be a professional in any aspect, you kind of got to get away from yourself and get out of your comfort zone. And that's kind of what this allowed me to do for a year.
So compared to the role that you're filling there at Clemson this year to the role or roles you filled in your 4 years at Syracuse.
I think it's similar. It's just a different style. Syracuse, it's kind of there's more of a pro style, I'd say, approach to, the way that you play, kind of attacking matchups, and, creating a lot off the bounce and a lot off the dribble, and just being, playmakers. And, that's what makes Syracuse basketball program so great. Just in contrast here, what makes it so great is we have a system that, kind of makes everybody move around, gets everybody involved. There's not much dribbling. There's a lot of passing, a lot of cutting, and a lot of screening. And both styles work. It's just two different ways to play, and that's why both have been successful. I'm actually just playing similar. It's just a different style. I'm still one of the guys who's going out there trying to make plays for teammates, trying to make plays for myself, just within a different way and a different system. So I'd say in terms of a role, it's actually a lot similar than, I'd thought and people would have thought. It's just a different way of playing.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you with one here you're gonna love. Compare Brad Brownell to Jim Boeheim.
I mean, a lot of coaches are similar. I mean, they really are. I mean, these two, they're both competitive as heck. I found that out quick. Coach Brownell really loves, competing and working. And I think, that's what Boeheim, made himself off of too. Coach Boeheim really liked players who would get in the gym by themselves, would go to work by themselves, would put in the extra time. And, you find that out quick here about Brownell too. And a lot of times coaches really don't say it. You can just kind of tell by the way, they might do something at practice or they might make a comment here at practice, but or in the film or something. Coaches really like guys who go and put in extra time, and they both love that. I think the difference. Coach Boeheim really loved the 2-3 zone and was the master at it, obviously, and taught it a different way than anybody else can teach it, and that's why it was so good for so long. And he's I say Coach Boeheim's the smartest guy I know, like on and off the court. Talking about basketball, talking about life, talking about anything. Coach Bam's really smart, and Coach Brownell is as well. So I think they're really just similar. Coach Brownell's a really great people's person as well. He's really approachable, and people love talking to him. And on and off the court, and he's great to have a relationship with. So, and I still got a relationship with Coach Bam as well. So, I'm glad I got both those guys in my corner.
Will you get a chance to see Coach Boeheim while you're here? Because he has generally stayed away from the games, except for recently there was a special occasion with Dave Bing being honored. But you come into town, do you get a chance to see him?
I haven't talked to him about it. I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm sure he's going to be busy. He might even be calling a game. I've heard he's calling a game, one of ours here pretty soon, I hope. But other than that, I haven't really talked to him about seeing him while we're there. It's always busy when you go to an away game, especially. I think we got a noon tip off, so it's gonna probably be a little bit hard. But I still talk to Coach here and there, and I'm excited to see him pretty soon.
What have you done with all your Syracuse gear?
Well, I'm keeping that forever. I'm a big gear guy, and once this is over, maybe I'll go every other day, Monday, Tuesday, Clemson, Wednesday, Thursday, Syracuse, with wearing gear. So we'll see about it. But no, I'll have it forever. I got 4 year loads of it, so it's hard to get rid of all that. But I'll always have it, and I'm still Syracuse for life. I'm an alum there, and once the season's over, I got two teams to root for.
Are you trying to convince Coach Brownell to take the team to any special place for Friday dinner?
I actually got into some questions about like what are the good spots. If I had one pick, it'd definitely be Francesca's, that's for sure. I miss that place. I always loved it. I'd go there all the time, my family, my girlfriend here and there, and that was definitely the go-to spot for me.
The best part about life in Clemson, South Carolina is.
Oh man, I mean, it's kind of the obvious, the weather. me and my girlfriend were here.
What weather?
We're living on a lake, and I get to do class online, so I get to kind of enjoy it a lot more. Just being outside, kind of enjoying some sun, and then playing basketball. That's really all it is for me. It's really living here, having a good time. Being, like I said, independent, kind of living on my own, away from home, and not being able to rely on a 2-hour drive if I wanted to go home, and then playing basketball. That's really all it is. I don't, like I said, I don't have much school. And when I do, it's good stuff that I'm learning. I'm learning about athletic leadership, which is a lot of fun. And something that I wanted to get into when I'm older. So it's useful. And then, like I said, it's going to the gym. So that's where a lot of my time is.
Is there anyone in particular that you're looking forward to seeing at the Dome on Saturday, whether it's a fan, family member, security guard?
I mean, it'd be wrong of me to pick out one person. But I'm just really excited to see everybody. I got a bunch of texts already, even after last night's win, just saying, great win. Can't wait to see you on Saturday. And I can't even name. It's probably like 25 people I've already heard that from. So, I'm just looking forward to getting there, seeing the dome again, and just being able to have a good game and you know, hopefully a Clemson win, but seeing a lot of people and have a lot of smiles on their face.
Well, I hope your parents find their way to the right section to sit in. I hope you find your way to the right locker room to go in. That would be awkward. And it would be fun for me to see you in person again and watch you play, Joe. So thank you for joining us here on the podcast, and we'll see you Saturday at the Dome.
Appreciate it. I'll see you there.
Join us next time for the Inside Syracuse Basketball Podcast, presented by Krause Health, the exclusive healthcare partner for Syracuse Athletics.